Yo, what it do? A brand new episode of the On Deck TV podcast. This episode is freshman class. You know, we took it back like we started back in the day with the On Deck TV podcast with the freshman class review. Total Burt brought you this episode. TURTLEBERT. Solar energy power for your cell phone. Go check it out, man. You charge it up for a couple hours in your outlet, or you can let it sit in the sun and give you the energy that you need to charge your cell phone for 3 hours on the go. Y'all check that out. Official sponsor of the On Deck TV podcast. Also, realvillemedia.com. Go check out the new website. Go buy your t-shirt. Check out the videos. See everything that we got going on. Check out all the different podcasts that we have on the network. That's realvillemedia.com.
Absolutely, man. Speaking of all of those podcasts, you can check out Full Sport Press. That's the sports show every Monday. Get your fix with J-Hove, Coach Locke, and Hal Weezy. Also, check out the Ladies Room podcast. Shout out Anne-Marie. Shout out Rizzo. And don't forget Fresh for Dummies podcast with me and the homie J-Hove. We have a brand new episode coming sooner than you think. Support the real as always. And now to our episode right now. Hey, what it do with the business is?
Another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how did your boy Animal Brown? Animal underscore Brown, Instagram, Twitter, and the Snap.
Every week, I got to tell you, no one uses underscores no more.
No.
You and the Uber King. Y'all the only niggas that use underscores.
Kings use underscores. We out here. Crown me.
Crown you.
Shit. What you have on deck for the weekend?
Chillaxing, man, relaxing, all cool, shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
You sold some slot basketball. I know that wasn't happening.
Not true. I'm trying out for the 3-on-3 Olympics.
Special Olympics, motherfucker?
The Special Olympics.
Broom-ting.
Quote your hairline. the real 3-on-3 Olympics, nigga.
Have fun with
trying
that.
Trying out for that.
I'm washed. Yeah. I ain't got nothing for it. I can watch it.
I'm going to start getting in shape for that. I'm ready for that.
You had to climb up Stone Mountain 100 times to get in shape
for
this
Locke
shit.
Coach Locke and J-Hove, man, from FSP, man.
Absolutely.
They can be in the league, so I know they're going to be on that 3-on-3 docket. What up, y'all?
Man, I kept it slow this weekend, too. I almost finished season one of Game of Thrones. I'm trying, y'all.
Quit playing with
I'm
yourself.
I'm trying.
Dog.
I'm on episode 10.
Are you on episode 10?
I am.
So you didn't see episode 9?
I did.
Are you in there, then?
It was okay.
What?
It was okay. Let's not oversell it for the people that haven't seen it.
You're full of shit because you know episode 9 is probably one of the best episodes that you've seen of TV in your life. But just because you didn't discover it as Animal Brown, you want to say, oh, it was all right.
It was all right.
Fuck out of here.
Nothing special. I've seen better.
That's crap.
That's crap. Let's get to this music shit, though. Man, that's a lot of shit that went down this week. Double XL freshman class was announced. The internet shitted on it swiftly. We will give you the real. Is it worth shitting on, or is that just the trend to do? We will keep it 100 and tell you.
I feel like the last 4 classes have gotten shitted on.
I do.
You know what I'm saying? Like
I feel like all of them except for like the first two.
Yeah, like I feel like that every class has gotten shitted on. And people are like, who is that?
It's like Roger Goodell when he come out and do the draft and people boom.
It don't matter.
There's no reason to boom.
Yeah, you just boom.
It's just a trend now. So now it's like tradition to shit on the freshman class when it come out. But we're going more in depth into that later. First things first, man, what popped off to me over the weekend. Let's take it up top, NYC. Hot 97 Summer Jam. That Summer Jam screen was lit up over the weekend.
Was it? Was it lit up?
It was lit up. A lot of people there. Let me see. Designer, Migos, Yachty.
Who?
DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled's son. he took the stage.
It was the biggest show. Act up.
Also, the person I guess that did the most there was Remy Ma. She brought out a couple of some hip hop royalty, Queen Latifah, Lil Kim, Moni Love. She performed UNITY. Queen Latifah did.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Remy Ma did.
Nah. What was funny was after UNITY, Remy Ma performed Sheether. Mm. so much for the unity. Mm. And she put Nicki on that Summer Jam screen.
Shoot him.
My question is, of course, putting someone on the Summer Jam screen is like an infamous statement brought to you by Jay Hove back in the day. Does that still have the same effect in 2017 as it did when Jay did it back in the day?
Nah. Like, the only way it would have the same effect is if Jay were to go do it again. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing outside of Jay-Z bringing Beyonce out, something like that, at Summer Jam that's going to give you the effect that it would have when Prodigy was up there in the ballerina fit. You know what I'm saying? Or when Jay brought Michael Jackson out.
Right.
That don't happen no more. You don't have that same type of artist. No one is big enough to be able to say, I'm going to take Summer Jam by the balls, shake the life out of it, and you're going to be talking about me for the next 3 weeks.
Well,
nobody's big enough to
hold
do
on
it.
Now.
All right. I'm
the listening. Last person was 50.
What do you
when
do?
It happened with Slow Bucks. When he had him beat up on stage, that was a spectacle. Like, that made new, that made waves.
That wasn't Summer Jam screen, though, because we're talking about Slow Bucks.
But it was Summer Jam stage,
though.
He got him up out of there, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even Prodigy was able to exist after the Summer Jam screen. They were like, oh, what are they going to do? Like, I feel like 50, when he did it, he got Slow Bucks up out of there. It was over. It was a wrap at that point.
It was still something to see, though. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it made a conversation, at least conversation worthy. I don't even think this. Like, look, she brought out some of the look him and
nobody wants
Queen
to see
Latif.
It, bro. Don't even
maybe in New York they do.
No, they don't even want to see that shit in New York.
I don't believe
what I'm
that.
Saying is this. This I don't think that there's any act in hip hop that could bring Summer Jam back other than Jay-Z, unless you get a nigga like Swiss,
like Drake. Drake could. He'll never do it because he has his own thing.
I was just going to say, like, why would
Kendrick maybe?
Nah. Like, even if Kendrick were to do Summer Jam this year, would it be just another act? Or, well, not just another act, but just another stop on Kendrick's festival run. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kendrick got plenty more.
2 weeks
tours.
From now, we would have seen the
you know
same
he got the
set.
Same shit out there.
Yeah.
Summer Jam used to be, you could get an exclusive, like, boom, I'm going to drop Ace to the Izzo. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that if I'm Jay. If I'm 50, if I'm Nas, whatever it may be. It ain't got that no more. And it ain't an artist out there that could bring that back to that.
I think Kanye could.
How? Whoa.
He might be able to.
You being a Kanye stan, I have to take this back and evaluate it, but on the surface, it's a good idea.
No, it is. It's legit.
On the surface.
If he came out and brought out, like, Jay, I mean, he'd have to bring out, like, big dogs, though.
Okay, what he would have to do is let people know on the Summer Jam stage that I'm the old Kanye. I'm back.
That would be
out
fair.
Of the sunken place. The flash has happened. Boom, I'm back. This is me. This is Southside Kanye.
You done dumped Kim K.
Over. Exactly. Kids changed their name to Black. My kid's name is Shaniqua and Antonio, dude.
Yeah, that might bring it back. It's been a couple of incidents other than the Jay shit. I remember Game did the GU Not campaign. He had the rat on stage and he beat up the rat. 50 Cent in 03 shitted on Ja Rule and Murder Inc.
These big shucks.
But these were big ideas at the time, though. This was before social media and a whole bunch of other shit was going on. So
before people could instantly shit on that stuff.
For not being
a good idea.
Or care for something else quicker.
Dipset. What about a Dipset reunion?
It's too late for that. I think they did it already
with everybody, with Cam, Jim, all of them.
I mean, I think they did that.
I mean, all we need
though.
Is Cam, Jim, and Jewels. But,
do we really need that, though? I think they might have been there. I saw a Dipset chain out there somewhere. Mm. French Montana was supposed to bring out
Max B.
Yeah,
I heard about that.
But he can't bring out a nigga.
Max B was locked up.
He is.
What happened? Like, I didn't even understand how this was a headline. Like,
I don't know if he was
going
to.
What was he going to do?
Going to Skype him from the Summer Jam screen?
That's crazy.
I don't know. FaceTime him?
That's crazy.
Maybe next year. All right, moving on.
Got it.
Tory Lanez. Now, Tory Lanez made waves this weekend.
Yo, boy.
Went to a shopping, I don't even know what the name of the store is, some clothing store.
A high-end Canadian fashion store.
There you go. And he claimed that one of the employees tried to play him, tried to make it seem like he really couldn't afford none of the shit that was in there. So you want to know how Tory Lanez got back at him and the store? You want to know how he gave a big fuck you to the store? He spent $35,000 in the store. He spent it with another associate who ended up, he did get the commission. Shout out to that associate. And people went in on him on social media, like, why would you still spend the money in the store? Now, my question is that flexing or is that foolish for him to spend 35 racks in a store that discriminated against him?
It's both flexing and it's foolish.
Like, you can be both at the same time.
It's both at the same time. I don't really understand. How old is Tory Lanez? Do you know?
In his 20s.
Young guy.
Yeah, he's a younger guy. He's not yachty young, but, you know, he's a younger guy, a younger fellow.
I'm trying to find the name of this store that it was in Canada.
I don't know. I'll never go there. Shout out to Canada, though.
It's Holt Renfrew. Holtrenfrew.
What does that even mean?
Holt Renfrew.
He's 24, by the way.
Neiman Marcus, whatever it may be.
He's 24.
Holt Renfrew. Like, if I'm Tory Lanez, and it's easy for me to say this because I'm older than he is, I'm not spending $35,000 of my hard-earned money for these assholes to understand that I got it. What I would have did, though, I would have gave a little butt a hefty little tip.
And let him the know, one that helped you? Nah, or the jackass?
The nigga hating.
Okay.
Him. I would have gave him a hefty little tip, told him to fix his attitude. Slick probably would have asked for his manager like the white ladies do, the soccer moms do. Can I speak to a manager, please? Might try to get him fired.
Ah, come on now.
Man, fuck it.
Come on now. What did he say? What did he say for you to do all
I'm gonna
that?
Give you $1,000. I'm gonna give him $1,000 tip. That's better than me spending $35,000.
It
I'm is. Give him $1,000 tip. I'm gonna say, look,
buy a new attitude.
Reevaluate yourself or whatever you got going on before you judge somebody coming in here thinking I ain't gonna buy shit.
Right. Now, okay.
And I would have gave him that. He would have went on about his business. I would have went on about my business. He would have remembered me for the rest of his life.
First of all.
And he would have been grateful because he had $1,000 put towards his little cheap ass rent. If I'm Tory Lanez. Now he just pissed off. He just mad because another person got the commission, $35,000 worth of that. He gonna be mad at Tory Lanez. Every time Tory Lanez come on, this dude gonna be hot, pissed off, telling his friends, mad, walking around red faced about how Tory Lanez come in the store and shitting on him and spent $35,000 and his coworker got the commission because he was hating. I just gave him a cooler tip and made him remember me positively for the rest of his life.
This is what Tory Lanez should have done.
What?
And, well, okay, first of all, I'm never mind the fact that he spent $35 on clothes. I don't really care about it. I'm going to be honest. He can do whatever the fuck he want to. Yeah, it's your bread. You can spend $35 or 35 stacks.
You got to spend it.
I don't give a shit. Now, here's the thing. And with Tory Lanez being so young, he's from a different generation than you and I.
True.
He is from the generation that is, he's from the social media age.
All right.
You can't just feel a certain type of way on the inside. You have to show it. You have to say it. Mm-hmm. We would have known about this incident if he hadn't have tweeted about
You're
it.
Saying he's a millennial.
He's a younger millennial. Now, here's the thing. I am not of the age of where I need to tell somebody that I have something. I feel content just having it. I don't have to tell you that. If I walk into the store mindset on spending 30 bands and they play me, I'm okay. I'm saying, okay, that's what's up then. And I'm going to walk out. I don't have to pull out the racks, the chunks. I ain't got to be like, oh, shit, I'm going to spend 50 now. Bro, I don't have to do that. I can go to another store and spend them 30.
Wait, you don't have to. But you know if you can, you would, though.
Nah, I'm not of that age.
I'm not of that culture. But you still are a man, and you're not about being disrespected.
I may talk bad to him, but I'm not from the
block. That's what I'm saying. So, that's like, cool. Even in talking bad to him, that's why I talk about the $1,000 tip shit. I'm not spending $35,000 in your store. But what I will do, all this cash I got in my pocket, put that towards me shaking it on you in this store, your boss coming out asking, hey, what happened? I offended this rich ass nigga that was in here. He was gonna spend all of this money, but he instead threw $1,000 in me and told me to get my life together. Oh yeah, you're fired. That's what I would do.
That's my point. You're not 24. You're not instantly thinking, let me pull up my phone and record some. Let me go to Twitter to tell what happened.
Let me go to nothing.
But that's
somebody in there better catch this on tape though, because it's gonna go down.
That's what I'm saying. That's not our first instinct. And that's my point. My first instinct isn't to, I'm going to show you in this store, I'm going to spend 35, meet y'all week quota in an hour. No, that's fucking backwards, dog. Go someplace else. And how do they not know you in Toronto, in Canada, bro? What's the problem with that? They don't know who you are?
But you said you went up there, right? And that was real racist.
Nah, I went to Ontario, and they looked like they had never seen a black person before.
So where was this?
Real talk.
What was this?
I don't know where this store is. Right. But if it's in Canada, I feel like they, if at least it's in Toronto, they should know who Tory Lanez is. Mm-hmm. Unless he was just low key, just hat low and just, you know what I'm saying, hiding this shit. Mm-hmm. But I can't relate to the whole, I got to let you know that I have it. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool on that.
Flicks. I ain't got to flex on
I ain't got to do that. Because I'm cool just having it.
Not a department store worker.
Especially him. I'm never seeing him for the rest of my life.
I'm good.
He'll see me on MTV in 2 days and be like, oh, shit. I would rather hit him like that. Oh, shit.
Nah, he gonna know.
Nah, fuck that.
He gonna know before I leave out of there.
Nah.
Who he was playing with. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. Don't come to your little 9 to 5 thing. You can play with me.
Don't play with me.
Play with you.
All right, man. Moving on. Pusha T. He went into a little more detail about his long-awaited King Push album.
2 years. 2 years and counting.
He said it is on the way, and he has been working on it. He said there was a slight holdup, though. He explained what the delay was. He, at first, had been working primarily with the Neptunes on the project. They were doing the majority, the lion's share of the production. He has since switched directions, and he now has Kanye West doing the lion's share of the production. Now, my question is, did he make the right move switching from Neptunes to Kanye?
I feel like he didn't make the right move going one direction and totally flipping to another. One, we've been waiting on this album for 2 years.
Yeah.
Since the last one came out.
That little EP, or that little, like, kind, nah, it was kind of, sort of,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, the little EP type.
It wasn't
thing.
A real deal, holy
yeah,
feel.
Yeah, that right there.
The King Push.
So we were waiting on that, and now you're going from Neptunes, and you're going all the way Kanye. I feel like that Pusha T's overthinking this. You know what I'm saying? Like, give us some Neptune beats, give us some Kanye beats, give us some niggas that's popping right now beats.
Right.
Like, mix it up. Give us 14 good songs because you can rap. You know what's going on with the culture. And, like, not let's not string this out, dude. You got one or two more albums left in you. Let's go on and knock them out. Make them as good as they can be. And, like, let's not shuck this out. Well, do I need Kanye beats? Do I need Neptune beats? I feel like it's him trying to, like, boast a little bit.
Everybody, low-key flex.
Everybody can't get – I can't decide if I want to do all Neptunes or all Kanye.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody can't do that. Yeah. I'm the president of good music. I was worried about other stuff. Like, come on, bro.
And that's what I was going to lead with. First of all, that's a great problem to have.
Yeah.
Damn, do I want Neptunes to do
all
my
Neptunes
shit?
All Neptunes or all Kanye?
Kanye to do my shit. I don't know many rappers who could claim that issue. Maybe Jay. And then that's it.
That's
the end.
It's just one and two.
But I will say this, though, bro. I don't know what he was cooking up with Pharrell that he was like, nah, I don't know if that's it. Because Pharrell be lacing niggas. And he still laces niggas to this day.
He made Pusha.
He made the clips. I refuse to believe you did 10, 12 songs with Neptunes. It was like, nah, and then threw them in a recycling bin. I refuse to believe that.
Also,
I need to hear that shit now.
What kind of yay you getting, though? I ain't had a fully produced Kanye album in what?
Man, yeah, ain't touching no MPC no
That's
more.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if you're telling me Kanye producing every song on the album, what
shit.
Does that consist of? What is that?
Him overseeing it.
I don't, yeah, okay.
That's
I don't know if those are samples.
Nah.
I don't know if those are Yeezy-type beats. I don't know what that is in 2017.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
It's not the sped up soul samples. You can cancel that.
I need that.
That was 15 years ago.
I need that from Pusha, though.
You can cancel that.
If I'm thinking Pusha and I'm thinking Kanye beats, that's what I want.
What Pusha should have done is took them 12 he got from Pharrell. That's one album. And then take these 12 he got from Ye. That's another album. And ride off in the sunset with two classics, dude.
That's true.
That's it.
Or mix them up 6 and 6.
Whatever,
six,
that's
six
fine.
On one, six on the other, six on one.
That would have been if this nigga would have hit us back to back with them niggas on the production. That'd have been, man. Listen,
listen.
That'd have been epic.
You got two albums, 24 songs, all Kanye and Pharrell. Let's go,
dog. That's a walk off. Drop the mic. Say this your last shit.
That's like KD going to Golden State, dude.
That's cheat code. You cheating? Because can't nobody else get that.
Nah,
I need to hear that shit, dog. We ain't gonna see this shit till 2018.
When I tell you that, never.
And then by then, neither Ye or Neptune's Beast will be on this shit.
Cease and desist, dude.
Shit. All right, man. Speaking of cease and desist, The Dream, he was talking, he was doing an interview, and someone asked him why he didn't work with Drake anymore. Now, if you remember, he was one of the features on Drake's debut album. They had like a little duet type song together. And they haven't worked with each other since. Now, Dream gave his explanation, and we're going to double check, man, see if it's fair or foul. Let's hear the Dream explain it.
I remember when Drake was putting this record together, I was getting calls at the calls at the calls, like, yo, get on this record, get on this record. Like, yo, get on this record. I said, I'm going to do the record, man. Like, I'm on tour, like, I'm going to do the record. As soon as I get to a place, I'm going to do it. And Drake called, like, yo, like, this is how I wanted to sound. Like, Drake, I'm going to do this record how I'm going to do it. I'm going to give it back to you the same way you sent it with your verse on it. Like, I'm going to send it back to you. It's like, okay, cool, no problem. I think when the next album came along, since somebody wants to know why we never worked again, I asked him to get on the record, and he never got on the record. And so I'm only going to ask you once, especially if I've already done something for you. So that went through his people to directly to him, and whatever that thing was, then that was it. So that's the end of the Drake and Dream era of a record.
So you heard the Dream. He did the joint for Drake when he hit him. But when he tried to return the favor and hit Drake for a couple of bars, he didn't do it. Fair or foul, Drake not doing, not returning the favor with the guest joint on Dream's project.
This is laughable. Dream know full well why he returned that song to Drake as quickly as he did. You know what music is. You've been writing songs for years for Beyonce and whoever it may be.
Right.
You know what it looked like when a star like Drake walk in the room and he got Big Dog hits on deck and he coming to you. Yeah, you gonna bring up everything that you got to offer and make sure he got the full round heavy artillery to come out banging.
Yeah.
And when he get to that point, don't expect him to be like, oh, yeah, Dream, I want to repay this favor. No.
He took off.
You know how many favors Drake got? Like, that go to some of the stories that we've heard about the Dream as far as him thinking he a little bit more than what he is as far as a star and not a songwriter. Like he got a lot of respect as a songwriter. He write hits.
For sure.
But I'm not saying that he's Drake. And I feel like in this story, he feel like I'm on the same level as Drake, so Drake should give me the same respect that I gave him, and that's just not true.
At the time, Drake was a newcomer, so to speak. He was working on his debut album.
Don't try to justify.
And then Dream was a little bit, you know, Dream was Dream. But the thing is, though, Dream was on the way down. Drake was on the way up.
Dream was on the way down since day one.
But don't do him any kind of way.
No, I'm not doing him no kind of way. But since the first time that he came out with a song, that was the highest and hottest that he was going to be. And he's been on the decline ever since then. Where's Dream at right now?
To giving interviews about how Drake won't answer his calls. But I will say this, though. Being a behind-the-scenes person like Dream was before he was a solo artist, like you said, he wrote for several people. He know how the game go. This is no shock. He shouldn't be shocked at this at all. You probably called Drake in the middle of a fucking tour. It was too. You knew it was too late.
Yeah.
You knew it was.
He played.
But then again, it may not even got to Drake. That's how late your ass sent it, dude. Before they got that shit, it was like, nah, I'm good.
That's him aligning with all the stories that we've kind of heard about him and how he maneuvers through the music business thinking, hey, I'm the Dream. I did this. You should do this for me. No. You're not Drake. You're not Dr. Dre. you're the Dream. And you got hits and you know how to write and you do for all sure. of this good stuff and that's cold and we commend you for that. But please don't think that somebody like Drake is going to drop what they're doing and give you a verse. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, and don't listen. Let's not be like this is a favor for a favor. No,
no.
You got a check off of your verse that you did. This is business. Yeah, this is not personal.
You didn't drop everything as the Dream and be like, oh, I gotta go do this for this dude named Drake. Get out of here, dude.
What if he had discussed like, bro, I just need a swap when I'm done with this though, and then Drake didn't answer his call.
And that's cool.
Nah, that'd been petty.
Nah, that's cool because I'm Drake.
nah, it's petty.
I'm excusing
Drake
it, dude.
Jump on shit like Migos when they were nobodies. He playing Kodak right. Black in the club, like when he was a nobody. Like, let's not act
we
like he can't jump on the song.
Those are calculated features by Drake. I'm not doing a Dream feature just on a swap for swap. If he's not popping, and Migos are, if Kodak Black is, if McConan is, whoever right. it may be, I'm not gonna substitute one of those features for somebody that's popping for the Dream just because he gave me a hit when I was bubbling too. It wasn't why he didn't give me a lifeline.
Right.
Dream didn't make me. I'm not doing like no. You gotta wait.
I'm gonna tell you.
You have to wait. Get in line, dude. You know how many people want a verse from Drake?
This is what really happened. He sent the song. They listened to it, and it was
Drake
slow.
Fucked Christine Milian. That's what happened.
Or that. Nah, Dream sent the song, and it was trash. They listened to it. It was garbage. Dream had fell off. Mm-hmm. He wasn't making the same shit he was when he dropped. And they heard that shit and was like, man, dude, you're not getting on this shit. We're going to act like we didn't even get the email. We're going to act like we didn't even get the. Ain't no receipt on this? Ah, we didn't get this.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Like, nigga, we going to
Drake ain't nothing wrong with it, though. Could Jay-Z do the same shit?
How do they tell niggas that something is some slaw, though? Like, how do that go? Like, if somebody send a record.
If you Drake, you can't, though.
What you mean? You can't tell them it's whack?
Nah.
Why not?
How?
You just act like you don't see it?
I mean, okay.
That's worse.
Let me ask you this. Who's the rapper that you think is responding to a track and being like, I mean, this shit trash. I'm not getting on this. What rapper's doing that? What rapper is
it depends on the relationship between who it is.
That's what I'm saying. So
about.
Like, what rapper is totally confident in themselves to be like, I don't need you. I don't care about the backlash. This shit's some slow. I'm not doing it.
Oh, okay. Well, like, again, if this is a song coming from Drake.
No,
there's nobody in the world saying that.
Okay, I ain't necessarily just saying Drake. I'm just saying any relationship in rap that you could think of. Like, who's a rapper that would get a song? Like, the one person that I could think of, because we met him and had a conversation with him, is Gucci.
Like, nah, he jump on too much bullshit.
He'll jump on bullshit, but I feel like if someone tried to send him some shit and he was like, nah, I ain't
fucking with this. Super left field.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with this at all. He would be the one that would tell him that.
I can see Game
or 2 Chainz.
You just want to say 2 Chainz' name in this motherfucker.
That's a fact, though.
I can see the Game saying that.
I can see Childish Gambino doing that, too.
Nah, now you just naming random people off the top of your
head. Nah, I'm just
saying
Childish Gambino because I don't feel like he would whore himself out like that.
I see what... Okay, now that... Okay,
That makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Childish Gambino. Said he giving up the moniker on his next project.
My point proven exactly.
That's going to hurt me. Just keep making music, fam. Do it for me.
Nah, that's done. He'll act enough.
Do over. It for me.
He'll act enough. That's over.
All right, man. One more before we get to this music break. Kodak Black, Yo Boy. Florida, stand up. Kodak Black was on...
Bite down.
Right, he was on World Star getting his teeth... Not he was at the dentist office, but not just for a regular procedure. Wasn't getting his teeth cleaned, wasn't getting any fillings. He was getting his permanent gold teeth removed. That is the second signature of second part of his signature look that has now been gone since he's been in and out of court. You remember he had the puffs in his hair? That has been cut off. Now you take away the golds and he looks like a brand new person.
Right.
Is this a smart PR move if you're Kodak Black?
I don't know if I would necessarily call it smart. I get it. I get that he's trying to like carve himself a new lane, have a new look, make people around him or that are looking at him think that, hey, I got this differently going on. I'm a changed man. Don't look at me so harshly. With that being said, as far as his entertainment career, I don't agree with it.
Why not?
Lead a gold teeth and lead a head of. People are gravitating towards that. That's your moniker. That's what you are. That's Kodak Black. Grow into what you're trying to be. Like, just don't jump into it immediately like you're doing. Like, don't cut your hair off, take the gold teeth out, and expect people to believe that you're a new Kodak Black because it's not going. That's not it.
I mean, I don't know if people expect for him to be a new Kodak Black, but I will say.
I feel like that's why he did it, though. That's what I'm saying.
I'll say that.
I ain't saying people expect it. That's why he did it.
I mean, that's fair. It's interesting that if you take a look at his album cover, the painting pictures, he has a cartoon picture of himself showing the gold teeth with the puffs. Mm-hmm. Like, that is his signature look. You need a signature look when you're famous. That's what keeps you standing apart from the next person.
Right.
I should be able to see who you are from deep. Nigga, I can tell by the puffs who that is. This nigga got 32 gold teeth. I can tell who that is from over here. Now, when you take that away, minus the face tattoos, you really can't. He really don't stand out no more. But the thing that he has going for himself is his voice stands out. So musically, that doesn't change anything. He can still do what he does because he has a very unique style and voice. So on one end, I get it. That's fine. You still can sit you can still fall back on that. But your look now, you look like everybody else. Like, and that's some stuff. I remember I seen a Dream in Dick's Sporting Goods, and he looked like everybody else.
The who?
The Dream. I saw him in Dick's Sporting Goods down here one time. He looked like a normal motherfucker. Kodak Black 2 years ago looked like he stood out.
What was his Dream in Dick's Sporting
Goods? I don't know. He was with a badass girl, though. Mm. I don't know what they had. I don't know if they was getting
camping, wasn't it?
Right. I don't know what the fuck they was going, but she was bad as hell. Mm. I don't know if that was his assistant.
Nah.
It wasn't Christina Milian, because I would have known that.
All right, go ahead, my bad.
Shit. I throw you off. Sorry. But no, you take that signature look away, man, and it's like, what do you have? That's the slaw part.
Okay.
That's some slaw. Like you said, real.
I don't think that that's necessarily the slaw part about it. Like you said, he got his voice. He has something that set him apart from the rest of the people that are in his class.
Like, musically.
Musically.
Not visually, though.
Let me get to it. All right. I feel like Kodak Black can musically set himself apart because of the voice. Like you said, he from Florida. It's not a lot of people that do what he does. With that being said, if we heard 2 Chainz on Everyday Struggle earlier in the week talking about reevaluating, reinventing yourself as an artist every now and then, if Kodak feel that he at the point where he need to reinvent himself as an artist, I cut the braids off, I take the gold teeth off, and I have you strictly base me and judge me on my music, what I'm putting out as far as mixtapes, projects, singles, features, all that stuff. So my question would be, is he ready to do that? Because like you said, the gold teeth and the hair had a lot to do with people gravitating towards Kodak. Oh, he looks cool. Oh, that's not something that I would necessarily see every day walking down the street. Not where he from in South Florida, right, yeah, right, maybe, right. But anywhere else, no, I don't see the corn. Well, not corn, the puffs. Rolls, but the puffs and the gold teeth. I don't see that every day. So that got a part to do with everything that he got going on. So if I take that away, is his music strong enough and hard enough to hold up?
Only time will tell.
That's the problem. That's the question that we got facing right now.
It may be. Like you said, the outside fans weren't the only things that were gravitating toward that look. Maybe the judge was gravitating toward it. Maybe that was getting him in more heat. Maybe the police were gravitating toward it.
I don't think that's gonna save him though.
Like
they say, you ain't throwing the fake Malcolm X glasses on going to court and thinking that you finna get something chopped down, dog.
Niggas do it every day.
They do.
They cut their hair.
Let me tell you, it's not
get
working.
Lined up.
It's not working.
Glasses dude. With no frames.
Don't work. Don't work, bro.
But a picture of, what if Ross came out tomorrow with his beard cut off?
Rick Ross?
Yes.
It's over.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah, maybe Kodak is early in his career.
But
maybe,
Rick Ross can't cut his beard off, though.
That's, I know. That's
just like James Harden can't cut his beard off.
That's because it's his signature look. That's why he stands out. That's how he gets endorsements. But that's how he stands out from everybody else.
But both of those guys are older than Kodak Black.
Okay. So you're saying
he still got time to grow into something else.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, Ross, at whatever age he's at right now, James Harden, at the accomplishment that he's made at this point in time, like, neither one of them can get rid of that.
They're associated with the beard.
Yeah,
you can't.
It's a wrap.
That's fair. Shout out to the permanent goals out there. All right, man. Let's get this song break. I told you earlier, we're talking to freshman class. So we've got a former freshman class winner, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. Vic Mensa. He just dropped an EP last week, so he's doing his press run. And he was in L.A., and he did a freestyle over that Prodigy Keep It Thorough beat. He threw a couple shots at the new freshman class too. Damn, Vic, man, y'all check out Vic Mensa, see if he did this beat justice.
I'm tired of hearing niggas saying they better than Pac. Watch them out before I slap motherfuckers. My clip loaded, no subliminal shots. I get at motherfuckers, I don't act motherfuckers. Yeah, I'm talking to all y'all with your hoe ass. Shout out to Double XL freshman slow class. I'm a dropout though, pick your crew better. I love you, Vanessa, but you know it's time to do better. Screw whoever, I will murder all of you together. Catch you in your old school and hit you in your new era. The pills ain't what's popping, just ask Keith Ledger. Yeah.
And I'm no joker, my vision laser focused. The rock is still in the building, my niggas is taking over. I call up Tony Toker, he tell them they can't touch me. Little nigga, but I wrap him up like Joe Pesci. Still at you, God bless me. Shirt off, I'm too sexy. You don't gotta love me, but you will respect me.
Yeah. Alright, hold on, let me see.
Okay.
Are we going crazy? Okay.
Yeah, that's what we doing.
Watch your tone, youngin', this is grown folk business. My niggas is in the trenches with hammers and wrenches. And some ratchets, I mean ratchets, could be some of your bitches. Anybody could get rushed, I feel like Russell Simmons. I got bars on all y'all, that's bar none. I smoke all y'all squares by the carton. Niggas is mad, it's on at the guard done. These aren't the drawers you looking for, you got the wrong one. Yeah. You got long guns, okay, we got them too. I ain't talking about record deals or who got signed. I ain't talking about record sales or views on Vine. I mean, who got rhymes? It's an art to war. I got Sun Tzu lines. Let me start with fur. First off, me and Drake ain't really cool, but that nigga nice. Me and Channel had issues, but shit, that's life. Cole and Kendrick is two of the few that I respect. The rest of y'all my sons, this is child neglect. What you saying behind your sound effects? You don't want that smoke. I put a hole in your throat and make it easier for you to talk out your neck. I don't honor you niggas. I will crumble you niggas like the Pentagon in front of you. About to fall on you niggas. In an Iranian plane, you call a duty with triggers. Think it's a game until the coroner's come and get you. You come to your common senses, remember my name. Nigga, do I gotta spell it out? V-I-C-L-A, what they talking about? We the last niggas with words worth talking about.
Keep going, man.
Salute to all the writers that left me off your list. Okay. It helped me sleep at night knowing I could fuck your bitch. That's the problem with these so-called journalists. They really fail artists turn into blog murderers. Like you could review some shit that you couldn't do. Take an Uber pool to a job at a cubicle. I rhyme for niggas that'll rob you and shoot at you. That's enough for you whack niggas. I'm through with you.
Vic Mensa taking off on that Prodigy beat. How you feel about that?
Vic Mensa was mad, wasn't he?
He sounded upset. Be real. Mad. He snapped on that bitch, though.
Was he on a freshman class cover?
Yeah. Okay. Said that before the break.
Yeah, I just feel like that he thinks that he should have been on another one.
On the sophomore cover.
The way that he was rapping, he needed to be on another cover.
Now, he said he was a dropout. He said, I'm good on this shit.
And I can see why he say that, and we'll get into that later. This Woo. Is the On Deck TV podcast, man. Y'all check us out.
Keep sleeping
everywhere
on Vic.
That we need to be. What'd you say?
Keep sleeping on Vic, man. Keep sleeping on him.
Y'all check us out, though. Rap Chat, man. On the Rap Chat, on Facebook. Y'all go check that out, man. That's a very dope, interactive thing that we got going on with the On Deckers out there. On Deck TV Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Y'all go check that out. And YouTube page / On Deck TV.
Yes, sir.
As well.
Absolutely, man. So we're talking XXL freshman class. You know what time it is. Every May, June, every year they do this. They've done it since like 08, 09. This is nothing new. Mm. You let people tell it gets worse and worse. That's up for debate. Mm. This year we've got 10 artists. I'm going to give you the 10. Then we're going to let you know who the fuck these people are if you don't know, and who we think has chances to have some longevity in this game. Okay. And then, of course, we're going to go over some snubs, too. It's got to be some snubs looking at this list. I can tell it off top. All right, so I'm going to give you the 10. First is XXXTentacion.
Yep.
Woo. Made in Tokyo.
Is that what that is?
Yep. Okay. A Boogie with the Hoodie, Kamaya, PNB Rock, Kyle, Aminé. I think that's how you say it. Playboy Cardi, Cap G, and Ugly God. Shout out to these rap names, number one.
Rap names are an all-time, like, creative woo. Genius right now. Ugly God?
Yeah, it fits him, though.
It does it?
Yeah, he ugly the motherfucker. It fit him. That was cold. That's the most spot-on name on this list. Ugly But before we go into each one, I do want to talk about, I want to go to the first one. I'm going to go XXXTentacion. Whose name we couldn't pronounce a couple of weeks ago, but now he's been everywhere. If y'all noticed online, there was a video of him going on. He was performing in San Diego, and somebody ran on stage to his right and kind of just snuck him, laid him out, put him to sleep.
Went on snuck to it.
Woo!
Dog walking.
Security rushed the dude who fired on him, whooped his ass.
They said he got stabbed in there, though.
I heard. And ended up X had to be picked off stage. And he took to social media afterwards after he came to. Was like, yeah, I got knocked out, blah, blah, blah. It's allegedly a beef with him and dude named Rob Stone.
Knocked out is crazy.
Yeah, I got knocked out. Now, here's my question, though. the security guard had to pick him up off the ground. Like, his legs were dangling and everything. Looked crazy. Can we still say any publicity is good publicity at this point? Is that still the rule, even if that means getting knocked out cold on stage?
I mean, when you're talking about this guy.
Anybody.
No, this guy particularly. This is the lane in which he's carved himself. He dissed Drake, saying Drake stole his stuff.
Yeah.
Now he's saying, well, not even now he's saying, but he continued on to, like, go hard on Drake and say double down on him stealing his stuff. I don't know what the Rob Stone dude got against him.
Yeah, they beefing heavy.
Well, I don't know why, but what I do know is this emo music, this whole lane that he's carved out on the Pastor Troy type thing. I'm going to diss the hottest person out. Hopefully, I'll get in line. I'll get a bite. Hopefully, somebody looks into it. And boom, this what happened. You get these stands out here at your shows. You think that they fucking with you, and they're not. And you get knocked out in the middle of your little karaoke performance of your hottest song. That's what happens, dude.
Yep.
You can't play around. Like, he's playing around. And I feel like him playing around after getting knocked out like this, he going to dial it back several notches. And him dialing it back several notches is going to result in him falling off the map. That's what's going to happen.
Well, you never know.
He's got an
interesting lane in terms of music, but the dude
what lane is that?
I mean, it kind of reminds me of OG Macko. Like super hyped up, a little bit of rock influence into it. A lot of chance.
OG Macko better than him.
When is the last time you heard OG Macko before I just said his name?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
even when he was popping harder than this.
That's a fact.
The only reason dude popping is because he said that Drake tried to steal his shit.
But that song is on satellite radio now, though.
What?
The song that the Look at Me, that's his biggest song so far to date, and that's on satellite radio heavy right now. Now, I don't know what it's doing on anything else, but at least that's getting clocked. There's a couple of people on this list I ain't even heard a song by.
Yeah.
But I'll say this before we go a little bit deeper into who he actually is. Any pub is still good pub, even if it's getting knocked out.
Not getting knocked out like he is getting talked about.
You want to know why? Because now my gal knows who this person is. Now people know who this
she
is.
Did when he was dissing Drake?
No, fuck no.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It didn't even reach that far when he was doing that. Getting knocked out, that's going to be on Ball Alert. That's going to be on World Star. That's going to be on Shade Room. Now you just got introduced to a whole crowd of people that didn't know who the fuck you was 24 hours ago.
I'll say this. I don't think that he has the music to back it up, though.
Some people would argue that, though. His fans would argue that.
Like you said, your girl is going to check on Shade Room, and she's going to follow this story for about a week. He ain't going to have nothing to hold her interest.
No, she's going to get in the car and turn on satellite radio, and his song's going to come on. And if she likes it, she might check him out.
That one song. But what I'm saying is this. Like, he's not going to be able to establish a fan base. I don't see the talent.
Oh, okay.
I don't see where it is. I don't see where somebody's going to be like, okay, this is the dude that got knocked out. Oh, this playing on satellite radio. Let me go look him up on Apple Music, Spotify. Let me play his Pandora station.
You never
know. That's never going to happen.
They might have liked the song that he was performing when he got knocked out.
That's never going to happen because, the only thing that they thinking about is him getting knocked out, and this is an interesting story.
New music.
That's where all publicity is not good publicity.
No. Good music trumps getting knocked out, bro.
Where's the good music?
His latest tape is called Revenge.
Where's the good music is what I'm asking.
Hey,
I don't want to know about his latest tape. People listening right now, show me the good music, dude. Because I haven't heard it.
People listening right now can go on iTunes and listen to Revenge, and they can judge for themselves whether it's good music or not.
Okay.
All I'm saying is, you get knocked out, you get aired on all of these stations, people like my gal hear about you, then they get in the car and your song is on the radio.
That's how you get fans, dude. All I'm saying is, when your girl hears about this guy and she goes to check out his music and wants to play his tape, it's not going to come through.
It may or may not.
It's not.
He's 19. It may be a 19-year-old. It may be a 19. He's for the kid. He's for the younger teenagers.
That's what I'm saying. Your gal ain't 19.
But I'm saying, I might got me a little 19-year-old.
You know what I'm talking about? You don't. That's what I'm saying. You don't.
My side piece, 19. Yeah. But he's young, 19, from South Florida. Like I said, the biggest song
y'all
is Look at Me.
Y'all have fun with that XXXTentacion project.
So you telling me this time next year. Okay, no. Here we go. He has no chance. What's his chances of sustaining a career? You probably ain't even heard the tape, though. You need to listen to the music first. I'm going to be real.
I couldn't.
You need to listen to the music first.
Dude.
He's got some crazy shit, though.
I like.
He's like screaming
a
lot.
If he want to do what he's doing, then that's fine with me. I don't want to come off like I'm hating or like I'm the old bitter person.
You are.
But to me, this is like suicide music, dude. Kids that listen to this wear trench coats and they got knives in their socks and they got little bitty guns like 22s and they want to shoot people and hope the bullet travels and kills them in a slow, slimy, grimy death. Like those are the type of people that listen to his music. I'm not saying that he can't do whatever he does well. I'm scared of it at my age. I don't want to hear this. There's nothing that he's talking about that makes me think that, oh, I want to listen to this new project. It's just it don't happen.
Fair enough. That's fair. Moving on, man. Made in Tokyo is spelled crazy, but that's his name. That's the guy that had Uber everywhere about 2 years ago.
T-Y-O.
Yeah, it's retarded. He was born. It's short for Tokyo. He was born in Tokyo, but he was raised in Atlanta.
He was born in Tokyo, but he was raised in Atlanta. It's crazy.
Absolutely. It is. He had another joint. He had the Uber everywhere, then he had the skateboard P joint. His latest project is called You Are Forgiven. Bruh, he opened up for Big Sean when I was down here, and he sounded like every 23-year-old rapper from Atlanta. He literally sounded like all them niggas. I couldn't tell him apart with his look. I couldn't tell him apart with his sound. Uber Everywhere was a cool song. Skateboard P is a decent song. But what's the difference between you and Lil Uzi? What's the difference between you and Playboi Carti?
Did he look black?
Yeah. What's the difference between...
Korean?
Huh?
He's Korean, right?
I didn't know that.
Asian?
I don't know.
I thought you just said he was from...
He was born in Tokyo. That don't mean... He could have been like an
army
nigga.
He was born in Tokyo.
He could have been an army person. I don't know.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? But
I thought he was Asian.
Nah, his real name is Malcolm Davis. If they named an Asian Malcolm, then we on a whole new... We on a new earth.
No, they do that, though.
But he opened up for Big Sean. Bro, I can't tell you the difference between him and every young nigga from Atlanta. They got the same sound. Bar, bar, bar. Yeah. Bar, bar, bar. Yeah, it's the same shit, except he just doesn't have the melodies that Lil Uzi has or the look or the personality. So he like a great value Lil Uzi, basically.
A great value Lil Uzi?
I don't see him doing none. I'm going to keep it 100.
Wow.
I don't see him doing shit. And did you hear anything in Uber Everywhere or Skateboard P that got you thinking that he finna be something? Shout out to Big Sean for putting him on tour. That was a big look.
Definitely. To piggyback or to skirt off of the XXXTentacion and to put all this in the same context, I think this dude right here has the capability to at least make hits. The Uber Everywhere and the Skateboard P, I feel like, are good songs.
Yeah, they are.
And I listened to at least one song off of every one off of this list.
Right.
And this is the dude that I feel like has the potential to be able to make hits.
No fucking way.
He can make hits. Uber Everywhere, that's a hit.
This next person we're talking about is going to be the one that got the potential to make hits.
We ain't got there yet.
All
right. Uber Everywhere is a hit, I feel
like.
It
was. But it wasn't a hit until Travis Scott jumped on.
Okay, that's fine. I'm saying it was a hit, though. Travis Scott found it, and he was able to be like, all right, it's a hit. Let me hop on this. I think dude is good. He's got a nice, cool little... fan base, a little niche that he can capitalize off of. So that's going to be dope for him. With that being said, this ain't a list of lyricists. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no Dave East on this list.
That's what's missing from this list.
There's no one on this list is going to be like, I want to hear him rap.
Yeah.
So I feel like he got that plan for him too. He can put out something to be like, oh, I got the formula to make a hit with the Uber Airwell type thing, and he's ahead above the rest of the people on this list. So I give him a little bit of a chance to stick around.
You're sleeping on this next person, A Boogie with the Hoodie. You said it wasn't no bars on here. You said it wasn't no bars. You sleeping on A Boogie with the Hoodie can rap his ass off when he wants to.
He really can't.
But here's the. But see, I'm gonna tell you why you're saying that
because I heard his songs.
I know that's my thing. When you listen to, first of all, A Boogie with the Hoodie's from the Bronx. He's 21. His biggest song is My Shit. And I think he had another song called Drowning. Now, here's the thing. When he makes music, he puts the auto-tune on. He has the kind of sing-songy flow. It reminds me a little bit of Dej Loaf, honestly. But when he raps, like, freestyles, though, when he go look him up on Flex. Go look him up when he's, you know what I'm saying, on the radio stations rapping with Don Q. He be spitting.
That's my thing.
And I'm like, why the fuck don't you rap like that on your song?
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. If you can do that on Flex, you can do that on Hot 97 or whatever it may be. Why don't I hear this when I hear you rap? My thing about this guy is I think that he will be he'll be around for a long time. Like, people gonna be like, hey, A Boogie with the hoodie got a new song, it's dope and this and that. But it's never gonna be where you respecting him as a lyricist. Like, and that ain't the New York cloth.
But you can be. If he goes on K-Slay, if he reminds niggas that he can spit, but when he puts out his singles.
Niggas need that on an album. Just like your boy, just like your guy out, Aubrey, Drake. Niggas still need to hear 1 through 13, you spitting straight Dylon fire. They need that.
That's not true.
And if that does, it is true. And if that don't happen, then you ain't marked as one of the greats. That's a flat out fact.
He's doing this style because this is what keeps the registers ringing. He's basically trying to make radio hits. That's basically what he's trying to do.
But don't come tell me you want a New York's next or a rightest and greatest. Nah, you're a cooler gimmick rapper, and that's cool.
Nah, he can spit though. Check his freestyles out.
I ain't heard him spit on no song though.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying. But I give him a decent chance of being relevant over the next 2-3 years because I think he can make songs as well. Yeah.
In my notes I got right here, he will be relevant, but I don't like him.
I can respect that. next, we taking it to the West Coast. We got the one female on the list. Shout out to Young M.A. She didn't make it. Kamaya from Oakland, 22. Her biggest song is a feature. She was on that YG and Drake, Why You Always Hating. She was also on that E-40, that Petty. She ripped that, too. I'm going to be real. I think she's talented. I'm going to keep it a buck.
You mad about that Young M.A. snuck, though?
Not really, because her project was trash. If Young M.A. mixtape would have been banging, she'd have been on here. But this Kamaya lady, she has a mixtape called A Good Night in the Ghetto. I think I'm actually entertained by some of the shit I be hearing from her. I'm going to be real. I don't know of another woman spitting like that with the bass sound.
What?
No.
Oh, okay.
With the whole bass sound. Like, you have YG, you got RJ, you got E-40, you got a lot of dudes doing it, but it's not a lot of women doing it. I like her sound. I think she's dope.
YG not from the Bay.
YG might be on to something.
He not from the Bay, though.
I mean, he not from the Bay, but the West Coast.
Okay.
The mustard beats, shit like that. What you think about Kamaya?
I wasn't impressed. I ain't going to lie. I feel like she was the one person that I seen that got a lot of favoritism from the timeline. People were gravitating towards her, saying that she was dope. She had her thing going on as far as being the best female rapper or the one of the better rappers on this list. I wasn't privy to her, and the stuff that I heard didn't impress me really that much. Even on the YG, the biggest album in which we figured that she had, I didn't think that was necessary.
I mean, she just did a hook.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She wasn't holding that album. That was her biggest album. So,
but she did that E-40, though. She ripped that Petty, though.
She did rip that Petty. Yeah. I ain't mad at that, but I don't necessarily see her as being one of the people that needs to be on the freshman class list other than her being a female. Like, that's probably why they picked her. Like, they had to pick one female, so they figured they went with her. Not taking away nothing from her talent or ability, but I definitely feel like that she ain't top 11 or whatever it may be of this class.
I think she can. I think she might can last. She could carve a lane
she
in that Bay
than
Area.
Some people on this list, I will say that. And I ain't gonna shit on her like that and say, oh, she's last on the list and they only put her on here because she's a girl. They did put her on here because she's probably the best female that they could put on here.
Don't do Dreezy like that. Don't do Dreezy like that.
Dreezy ain't been on one.
Nah.
Dreezy should have been on here. I stop it.
That
right
was
now.
So disrespectful.
Yeah, Dreezy should have been on here instead of her.
We're gonna get to them snubs in a second. All right, moving on. PNB Rock from Philly. He's 25. His biggest song is Selfish and Every Day We Lit with YFN Lucci. I am super good on PNB Rock.
Is he R&B?
I can't tell. Every day we lit.
I don't hear any rap stuff.
Me neither.
You know, like, all I hear is R&B stuff. And I don't know if this is like Bryson Tiller Lane.
Yeah, that's like.
Or Black's Lane. Like, I don't know what this is.
Like Trap Soul.
Yeah, like this. I listen to like 7-8 songs. And
how?
This is nothing that Skim.
If you listen to 7-8 songs, no, you like them. You're a
skim,
fan.
Skim. Let me clarify that strongly. I skimmed through like a minute, maybe. If I could get to a minute. But like, I just, it was R&B.
Yeah, it was.
Like, this is 2017 R&B, and I'm not here for this. I don't want to hear him. I don't want to hear a dude of his age talk about R&B. Like, I call me old, call me whatever. I'm not here for that.
So the songs didn't sound good? That's what you're saying?
The content just wasn't registering with me. That's what I'm saying.
I think he may have some hit-making ability. That Everyday Lit, he's on the hook. That's a pretty decent-sized song for YFN Lucci. But
you're reaching with that.
Anytime you can harmonize and sing, man, you can pull out a Bryson Tiller. You never know. He might pull out a 2 or 3 Bryson Tiller bangers, and next thing you know it, he on tour and shit. I'm good on his music, though. Keep it all the way a buck. Moving next, man. We got Kyle. That's it. It's just Kyle.
Just Kyle.
He's from Ventura, California, 24 years old. His biggest song is I Spy featuring Yachty. His last project was called Smile. It was 2 years ago in 2015. How he made the list, I'm not sure. That song with him and Yachty is huge, though. No Shots. Like, that's a big song. I fucking hate it.
Why?
I hate that song. It's a terrible song. Yachty just does it. When Yachty sings.
I think he called Yachty his big bro on that song.
You see why I hate the fucking song?
He might have said little bro or big bro, I'm not sure.
No, any type of bro. The song is garbage. I Spy, no. Oh, with my little lie. What are you talking? What is this?
Don't do this
nursery rhyme shit? I want to hear this, dude. Is this Dr. Seuss?
Cal is the same thing.
Is Berenstain Bears?
He's the same thing that G-Eazy, Mac Miller, Lil Dicky. Yeah, that's him. That's what Cal is.
No, he's not.
Yeah, that's what he is.
Shit, garbage.
He can rap.
No, he can't.
He can. He
can. Fuck out of
he
here.
Got bars. Like, he can rap.
Next to Yachty, he has bars.
That's true.
Yeah, I got bars if I rap on a song with Yachty.
No. Let's not just straight up shit on him like that. I listened to the song Really Yeah. That was pretty cool.
It was called Really Yeah?
Yeah, it's called Really, exclamation point. And it was pretty cool. And I understand his lane. He like Lil Dicky, dude. Like, I can understand why Lil Dicky made it. I can understand why he made it.
No fucking way.
I mean, that's you. If you're throwing the female rapper on here, if you're throwing the whatever such and such rapper on here, you're going to throw the Lil Dicky on here every year. This is the dude in the Lil Dicky lane. I get it.
Zero chance of making it.
Nah, you ain't going to never hear from Kyle again. I ain't say that.
All right, next we got Amine. I think that's how you say it. Made from Portland, 23. His biggest song is that Caroline that popped off earlier this year. Mm-hmm. His last project. It's been 2 years since his last project.
That's a rough freshman class. Right?
God damn, dude. Any words on Amine? Bro, if I can't say your name, I'm already out of it.
You know what this
real
song remind me of?
That Caroline.
Tough.
Yeah, it's a decent song.
But you know what do it remind you of? You got one?
I don't. A trash can on fire? No, I don't know.
Gold all of my watch.
Ah, okay.
Gold all of my rings. Tough.
I can see that.
You know what I'm saying?
I can see that.
This is the same type of thing to me that I feel like.
That makes sense.
Had it not been 2 years ago and he tried to capitalize off of it sooner and quicker, being on the West Coast in Portland, then he probably could have had a little run. But, I mean, I feel like it done died out now.
That's a cold comparison. That sounds like some shit niggas did just, like, for fun in between playing PlayStation. And they just kind of freestyled and just did their thing on it.
I feel like if he had put a little bit of work in, then he could have made this run.
These dudes have no resume. These are true freshmen on this list.
Tough.
Resumes are shorter. Zero chance of making it. All right.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm fuck it.
Shit on them like that.
I did. Playboy Cardi, Atlanta, Georgia, 20 years old. His biggest song is Magnolia and Woke Up Like This. His latest project, Playboy Cardi, just came out not too long ago, which has both of those songs on it. Playboy Cardi is nice. He's coming up in that wave of Atlanta people kind of under that same umbrella as Lil Uzi. What's the guy name that when you was at the barbershop niggas was fucking with? Damn, what's the young dude name? I can't remember. You told it.
Famous Dix.
Famous Dix. Yeah. He's kind of under that lane. I'm kind of surprised he didn't make it. But Playboi Carti is decent. Yeah, that's a snub. Playboi Carti is halfway decent. Like, I tried to listen to the project. It's not for me. I know when it's not for me. I'm not going to force it. I'm also not going to shit on them. Magnolia sounds great in the club. Woke Up Like Me sounds decent. Lil Uzi actually ripped it. That's probably the best Uzi verse. So I'm not mad at Playboi Carti. He's popping right now, bubbling real heavy. I think he can do it again. He should be able to recreate that Magnolia sound. I'm not mad at him. He's got a pretty good chance to make it.
Yeah, and Magnolia hard. I can't lie. I like that. It got the vibe of the young kids. They keep that as one of their little vibe songs to keep their little party going. That's what I will say about this. So I ain't mad about that being a selection or him being on the list at all.
Yeah, I can respect that. He's made enough noise, especially lately, to garner a spot on this list.
What about at Magnolia, man?
Yeah, it's banging. I fuck with it. Yeah. I didn't like it at first, but I warmed over.
It had to grow on you.
Moving on. Two more left, man. We still in Atlanta. Well, College Park. Cap G. Real name George Ramirez. He's 22, man. His biggest song is Girlfriend.
And that little song be getting clocked.
Yeah, Girlfriend was getting ticked for a minute, man. Had what's your boy name? Had dude from the Migos on there. Had Quavo on there. He was cooking. I fucked with, listen, we played Cap G on the show maybe 2.5 years ago. Jose got them tacos. I first heard that. I said, I'm fucking with Cap G. God damn it. And 2.5 years later, he's on the freshman class. You keep working at it, Cap. So I'm not mad at him. He's in a lane by himself. He's like the only Mexican rapper that I know of. Mexican trap rapper that I know of. And I've actually heard some decent music from Cap G. I'm not going to lie. His latest project is called Super Hefe. He got a song on there
Super
produced.
Super Hefe.
That's hilarious. He got a song produced by Pharrell that's banging. Like, I'm fucking with Cap G. He's one of the few people that deserve to be on this list.
You like his type of stuff, look.
He rapping for the Mexican community, dude. He got a cooler lane he could carve out.
I'm not mad at it. If Super Hefe want to do his thing, I'm not one to complain.
I see you, Super Hefe.
I'm not going to do it. I did. The Girlfriend song is actually banging.
Yeah, it is.
And the Jose got them tacos.
That was my shit.
That was
with Jeezy.
I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get the whole of push. And the lane and the niche that he's trying to carve out. So I'm not here to shit on that at all.
Like, I'm fucking with Cap G.
Do your thing, Cap G.
He could carve out a cool lane for himself.
I'm with the Cap G movement.
I see you, boy. All right, last but not least, man, Ugly God from Indiana. 20
yeah,
years.
Mixtape?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's 20 years old. I couldn't find no project on him. All I could find was the song Water, which
I said, do you have a mixtape? I thought that was your
name.
That
was cute. But funny though, Ugly God does not have a project. I couldn't find one.
You're the Ugly God project.
No way. I'm the Fine God. The Cute God. That's my new name. Animal Brown, a.k.a. Cute God.
A.k.a. the Ugly God with Snapchat.
Shit. Man, the biggest song I could find with him was Water. That got a lot of views on YouTube. I've heard it before on Shade 45.
Do the Ugly God like that, man. Like he ain't popping.
Nah, he not popping.
He popping, dude.
Be real. He ain't popping.
The Ugly God is popping.
And his
dude.
Name is John Bean. I don't know why that's funny. Indiana. I don't know what part of Indiana, though.
Gary.
And he always wear black jeans.
Always wears black jeans?
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing on the Ugly God, though.
I know, because he has no fucking music out. He's the third motherfucker on here that hasn't had a project in life or in the last 3 years.
Is that XXL? Okay, so.
Shit.
That goes to a good conversation that we can have based off this. Is it time to dead this list? Is it over for the XXL freshman class? Like, we're going back and forth for the last couple of years about the people that they put on these lists, and we'll have to track their progress as far as what they've done, the people that have been on here. Yeah, there have been some successful acts, but is it time to dead this?
No. It's time to pick better people.
Bro, who are they going to pick, though?
Man, you could have took out – first of all, T. Grizzly should have been on here.
T. Grizzly, shit. First Day Out would have been the best song from anyone on this list had T Grizzly been on here.
T Grizzly should have been on here. You could argue NBA YoungBoy should have been on here. You could argue Dreezy should have been on here. You could argue Moneybagg Yo could have made it on here. There's people that could have made it on here that actually have some talent, that have resumes and projects. I can't believe Dreezy's not on this list. Like, that's amazing to me. She had to turn it down.
Cardi B should have been on here.
You just fucked up the whole. I had a whole list of people that would have made this. I just named four people that would have made this relevant.
And all of them should have been on there, and Cardi B, because I wouldn't know who Cardi B was, be checking for her or anything, if she had not started rapping. I don't give a fuck about her stripping. I don't care nothing about Love and Hip Hop. Though she had started rapping and she getting a little name for herself, she was messing with Offset all the little stuff that was going on behind that. I feel like just based off what this is now, it ain't just a rapping thing. It's about who's popping, who's the biggest thing in hip hop, who's next. She should have been on the list as well. Drizzy, I agree with. NBA YoungBoy, of course, that's my guy. I agree with him at two.
And T Grizzly. That's a list.
That would have been the best song out of everybody on this list. I feel like now what they're doing on this list is just reaching. Like, they just trying to be like, oh, you don't know who this is. I'm going to throw him on here and make you go search for him on Apple Music and find this one little single that came out in 2015. I'm not going through that piff and all of these mixtape sites to look for these dudes, dude. If they're making it to this title and they're making it to the XXL freshman class, I ought to be able to find good music on them without having to search through the archives.
I understand that. They need to have some. And if you were smart and you haven't had a project come out since 2015, but you knew that this freshman class cover was on the way, you would have been in the lab, nigga, with at least an EP.
Well, even at whatever, least. Whatever I got on the mixtape sites where I got to go download an app, I need everything that I have on those sites on Spotify, on Tidal, and on Apple.
Facts.
I need that there because that's where people are getting their music from. They're not going to my mixtapes. They're not going to that piff. They're not doing that anymore. So if you got a project and all of your stuff is there, it needs to be moved to the place where we can hear it, dude, where you can get that streaming money. I don't care if it is cents on the dollar, dude.
Yeah. Why the fuck is she not on this list? Why is Drizzy not on this list? Like, that makes no sense to me, dude.
She got snubbed at the awards? Yeah, at the BET Awards, too.
I can understand that. They don't know what the fuck going on.
That's some music. Nah.
They don't know what's going on. No, they don't.
That's some politics stuff. Like, she.
But this
she,
ain't?
Both. All of it. I just feel like she don't know the right people.
Clearly.
Like everybody else know the right people, and she ain't necessarily rubbing shoulders with the right people to get mentioned. I mean, she got what? Platinum. She got platinum songs. She got platinum singles.
I've never heard of XXX until like a month ago.
Until he started beefing with Drake.
Like on dead some ass past serious. Detroit type shit. He got one song, bro.
On some past Detroit type shit. That's the first. Like that's the only reason that we know about him is he got a problem with Drake or said that Drake tried to steal his stuff and he got knocked out. That's the only. Like I.
And
try,
this was clearly
I tried
picked before
to listen to one song after we talked about it on the show and it was too. Depressing, talking about depressing stuff. Like I wasn't there for that. Maybe it's because I'm not 19 too.
That's true. All right, man. Let us know what y'all think. Go to the Rap Jack chat group on Facebook. Let us know who was snubbed. Let us know, did they get it right? Are we sleeping on Kyle? Are we sleeping on a couple of these dudes? Let us know. Let's hit this music break real quick. As y'all know, we get submissions for music every once in a while. All right. If you want to submit your music, go to realvillemedia.com. You may get your song played. Somebody submitted their music, and we're going to play it to let you know it's real. Shout out to Potent the Rockstar. He has a new joint. It is called So Real. We're going to play it and give our honest opinion on So Real. Check it out.
Go. Make a good name for yourself. Fuck all those cards you were dealt. Remember the pain that you felt. Show them why you're so real. 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 Go. Make a good name for yourself. Fuck all those cards you were dealt. Remember the pain that you felt. Show them why you're so real. 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 I never ever not once cared about the dollar. I chased my dreams to do something I'll be proud of. I never ever not once cared about the dollar. Despite it being the answer to all my problems. Fixing to leave and pledge my allegiance. Stashing my weed and heading to Cleveland. My bus is at 3, man, for no other reason. Hoping to see if can find me the key in and grant me my freedom so I could be me and let
guess we should be cool with this since we all going through this shit.
Man, that was Potent the Rock Star. Shoot us your info, man. Shoot us your shit, your songs. Man, you might get played on the show.
You too can get played on the On Deck TV podcast.
It might be delayed a week or so. You never know because we pick out these songs. Shout out to Potent. Keep doing your thing, man. You never know, man. Next year, 2018, you might be on a freshman class. God damn it.
He need to narrow it down, though. Like, that was, like, kind of all over the place. It was cool. He got a little flow. That's nice. I just need a more direct line of thinking as far as the song.
Yeah.
It was all over the place to me.
I like the voice too, man. You can do something with the voice.
Cool.
For sure.
I just need some more, like, direct line of topic as far as talking.
I can respect and accept that. All right, man. Question of the week. Pac movie come out Friday.
Hey, yo.
Finally. Pac's birthday. All Eyes on Me. It drops. Let's do predictions.
All right.
Now, Notorious, when it came out in 2009, it made $20 million first weekend.
Okay.
Straight Outta Compton made $60 million first weekend. Where do you see that All Eyes on Me doing first weekend?
I would say about 35.
So you're just going to do it in the middle? Just going to cheat and just do the average of the two?
Because the Pac movie going to get more love than the Biggie movie. And that's just because I feel like it's more put together. At the same time, it don't have Ice Cube. Ice Cube was what got $60 million behind the N.W.A. movie.
And Dr. Dre, too.
And Dr. Dre. With that being said, I feel like somewhere in the middle, $35 million. Some people going to go check it out just because it's Pac. Some people not going to be believing in it. They're going to be skeptical. They're going to wait till it comes to Netflix or DVD or whatever it may
be. Fire Stick.
Right, and they're going to wait on that. But I feel like it'll be somewhere in the middle. $35 million.
Matter of fact, 35 is a good number. I'm going to say 35, man, due to social media being bigger nowadays as opposed to when that Biggie came out. Biggie came out January 2009.
So take my number?
Yeah, I am. 35, that's a good number. I'm going to say 33 because that's my number.
33.
$33 million is what that Pac is going to do. I will be in that motherfucker Friday, front row. I can't fucking wait.
Look for the On Deck review on that.
Absolutely, we're going to do the review next week. Now, I saw a lot of people. So, okay, we've seen the trailers. The Rap Chat had a nice discussion going on about the guy looking like Pac but not sounding like him. Which one would you rather have? But hold on, which one would you rather? Would you rather have the guy that had sounded just like Pac but didn't quite look like him? Or you want the nigga that looks just like him but don't sound like him? If you had to take one.
I feel like they can make a nigga look like Pac.
No, not like this nigga.
I mean, well,
nah, he is.
Man, he need to take some more acting tests, and then, because I feel like the looking part with makeup, sound effects, or effects, or whatever it may be that you need to put on to it, you can make that happen. I feel like the passion part of it, and what Pac was, that's a big role, and I don't see dude holding up.
I listened to Benny Boom and them on Combat Jack podcast, and they said that he bodied it. And so Combat Jack said he bodied it.
Okay.
Said he was up there with Jamie Foxx and Ray. Said he was up there with that shit.
That's rough.
Will and Ali. Said he was up there with that. Now, I don't know if he poured on the gasoline because the niggas
gave me Big and Notorious. You could have just gave me that.
And that would have been, that would have been cool. That would have sufficed.
You didn't have to go Jamie Foxx and Ray, though.
That nigga went Jamie Foxx and Ray.
That's hard.
Woo. Nigga was blind, people. I don't know, man. I'm trying to have an open mind.
It's going
to
be, I think it's going to be a good movie, though.
You think it's going to be Notorious level or better?
At least as good as Notorious, if not better. I think would overall people are, huh?
Would you be satisfied if it was just as good as Notorious?
I'd be cool with it, but I feel like that there's a lot more to the story that Pac is going to be told. Like, it's going to be a documentary type thing that people are necessarily going to be satisfied with. This ain't the end all of it. I feel like just because Notorious came out, that this had to come out, and it's at least going to be on the level of Notorious. So we'll walk away from it and be like, okay, that was cool. I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad that they put that out. I ain't mad that they shucked it out, or Pac didn't look like he was supposed to look, or the story didn't play like it was supposed to play. I don't think that we will walk away from this film or this feature and be like, I'm mad at that.
Chances are it's as good as Straight Outta Compton.
Oh,
that's the new bear. That's the new barometer for the movies. It gotta be.
If you ain't got Ice Cube, if you ain't got Hollywood veterans associated with,
then don't make it.
No, then don't expect it to be that good. Like that's a straight out of Compton. I won't say once in a lifetime, but they struck gold with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got Cube. You had Cube's son. Yeah. You had Dre. Like, you had Paul Giamatti playing your boy.
Jerry Heller.
Like that was good. Like, you're not going to get that type of acting, that type of expertise to go into a movie that got to do with hip-hop on a regular basis.
I mean, you know don't saying? Know. Hopefully.
I ain't saying that this one ain't got that. I'm just saying that it's a high expectation to live up to, and if it don't meet that, I understand.
I just don't let it be slow.
Yeah, as long as it ain't straight to Netflix, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I can't cookout. Go in there. We done paid our money. We going on a Friday, done wasted our time, done went and got fresh.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be, and we going to check out this movie, and we walk out of there like, bro.
And it's Billy, too. That's going to hurt me.
Yeah. Especially with Pac name associated to it.
But before we move on to the music and then get out of here, do you have a sleeper Pac song? We never really, we always hear of the Dear Mamas and the Ambitions of a Riders. We hear about the popular songs. Is there a sleeper Pac song that doesn't always get the clock that you fuck with heavy? Because I'm listening to Pac for the rest of the week.
Okay.
Just putting that out there. He's got plenty of material. If you didn't know, even after he died, he dropped 4 double discs, something crazy like that. I know if I had to go sleeper, I'm going to go Are You Still Down album, which was the first double disc after he died. And I got to go, I Wonder If Heaven Got a Ghetto. Like, that shit is fire. And that's probably my favorite Pac bar. The I'm tired of being poor, and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a person snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Put a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. That is top-notch A1 Pac, especially for after he died. That's my sleeper. I Wonder If Heaven Got a Ghetto. I also fuck with 16 on Death Row and Only Fear of Death. Y'all check out those Pac sleepers right there.
Woo! I'm going to pick out a sleeper. Give me...
I just gave y'all heat.
Yeah, you did. He was all right.
All 3 of them songs banging.
Until the End of Time.
That was on the double disc, Until the End of Time, right? Yeah.
And give me
yeah, that was all right.
Yeah, that whole Until the End of Time, I like Letter to My Unborn.
I fuck with that.
Hard. My Little Homies.
I fuck with that too.
And
I'm listening to shit all week,
when
people.
When Thugs Cry.
You don't know nothing about that.
When Thugs Cry.
Yes, banger.
Yeah, so if that's my sleeper Pac, y'all go check that out. Y'all might have missed that. Y'all might not have been checking for Pac doing that little error right there. So go check out that whole double disc of Until the End of Time. That's my sleeper.
Y'all let us know, man, what's your sleeper Pac song? We had a nice question in the group chat about what's your favorite Kendrick Lamar song. Great answers. We had hella, like 15 different songs from 15 different people. I feel like if we did what's your favorite Slept On Pac song, we'd get the same effect. New music this weekend. If you're not going to the Pac movie, go. But if you're not, you can listen to You can listen to Big Boy's solo album, Boomerverse.
What's your expectations from that?
Man, what's less than 0?
From Big Boy?
Bro, his solo albums do nothing for me. I'm talking about nothing. Sir Lucius Left Foot, whatever the shit, other shit it is. Like, Big Boy is in my opinion, is a down south rap legend. Outkast is probably the best rap group of all time. But a Big Boy solo album, I am so cool on that shit. I have no expectations for this. Although I do like the single with Killer Mike that killed Jill. That shit hard.
That's
bang. Also, Young Thug, his project is supposed to be out this week. Easy Breezy. Yeah, it's an R&B. Easy Breezy Beautiful Thugger Girls.
I'm done.
A playoff, of course, the Cover Girl commercial.
I'm done.
Easy Breezy Beautiful Cover Girls.
Keep going.
That's probably the worst
name
for an album. That's the worst name for an album I've ever heard. I'm be real.
That's not.
Yes, it is. Lil B's I'm Gay is better than that.
No.
Easy Breezy Beautiful Thugger Girls?
They're equal. I'm glad you said I'm Gay. As far as Lil B, they right there together.
Man, that shit whack, dog. Allegedly, Drake, like, executive produced it, whatever that means.
And no one, like, dog, keep going.
I heard a snippet. It just sounded like ass. All right, now that's it for the weekend, man. Unless somebody just pops up, unless that J drops.
Y'all need to keep dreaming about that.
Unless Ye drop from South Dakota.
Y'all keep dreaming about that 444.
Unless that King Push drop.
No.
You're stuck with Thugger and Big Boy.
No.
Other than that Pac movie, anything else on deck for the weekend?
Nope. Slow Motion Billy Ocean, man. Y'all please go participate in the rap chat on Facebook. Y'all please go subscribe, like, rate on iTunes, the On Deck TV podcast. Give us 5 stars. Give us 1 star. Give us 3. Let us know what you think about the show. Leave a comment, man. It always helps us out. Keep us popping over here on the Realville Media site.
Absolutely, man. And also, be on the lookout every Sunday. We drop our video reviews. We on season 2 right now. The latest is up. Kendrick Lamar Humble. We review his video.
Be humble.
Absolutely, man. Until then, be humble and support the real. We out.
We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.